Okay, we are up to Tezav Amabez. Today's daf is daf Tezayin. Again, these are large dafim. Try to get in as much as we can. There's a lot to say. Yavo Hamelech V'Haman. It's about the 12th wide line on Tezav Amabez. Yavo Hamelech V'Haman. There's one thought on the last thing we did yesterday, which Menachem reminded me that Rabbi Waxman said a couple years ago on in a shir. We just had that Achashverosh says to Esther, Ad Chatzia Malchus V'Seyas, until half the Malchus. And the Gemara just said that means up to the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, though, he didn't know that she was Jewish yet. How did she say up until the Beis HaMikdash? He didn't know yet. She didn't identify her nation yet. So the answer is that no. Once Achashverosh sees that there's somebody who's so moseres nefesh for her nation, somebody who would risk her life for a fellow person in her nation, it's got to be a Jew. It's got to be a Jew. Only Jews are crazy enough to be moser nefesh for a fellow Jew. So it's got to be a Jew. That's how he knew. So he offers her up until the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman El Mishteh. Esther says that the king and Haman should come to the party. Tan Rabbanan, Marasa Esther Shizimnes Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to the party? Just Achashverosh, what do you need Haman there? So the Gemara is going to give 10 different reasons. But the Vilna Gaon says, I have another reason besides the 10 reasons given. This, I think we mentioned a couple of mesechtas ago, because we had one of these lines. The Gemara suggests that the Gemara says, Efshar Lomar Esther Zimnes Haman, Kivan Shi Pirsa Nida. Because we know from yesterday, 2 days ago, about this Chalchal Malkum O, that she became a Nida. And the Gemara says, Im Isha Nida Avra Bein Shnei Gvarim, Im Hi Betchilas Nidasa Hi Yoregis Echen Mehem, Besop Nidasa Hi Goremashi Meriva Beinehem. That the Gemara says, Alpi Chazal, that an Isha Shi Pirsa Nida that walks between two men will either kill one of them, cause fights between them, and that's why she calls Haman and Achashverosh, so that she could go between them and she could be Ma'avir the Gzeri. He works it out in the Psukim. You can look at the, we quoted that Gra also earlier, I think in the Maseches Psachim. Okay. Continuing. So what are the 10 reasons that the Gemara gives? Number one, Rabbi Elazar Omer Pachim Tamna Lo, she was hiding traps for him. She was going to set a trap for him by bringing him to the party. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mi Beis Aviha Limda. From her father's house, which Rashi says not really her father, because her father died before she was born, it just means she learned from growing up, from what the people used to say as she was growing up. What did people used to say? Shine Emar, Imra'av Sonacha, if your enemy is hungry, Ha'achileo Lechem, give him bread. In other words, if your enemy's screaming at you, so just be nice to him. They hate that. If your enemy's screaming and wants blood, so you be nice and calm to him, that'll really frustrate them, and they won't know what to do with themselves. That's why Esther was so nice to Haman. Number three, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yehikidei Shelo Yitol Eitza, number two, I'm sorry, did I skip one? No, that there's 11. I'm sorry, I misnumbered. Rav Meir Omer Kadesh Lo Yitol Eitz of a Yimrod. Rav Meir says so that Haman, if he is not invited, then he might start thinking, maybe I want to rebel against Achashverosh. Maybe he'll start a rebellion, and then he won't be able to have Achashverosh still being in control of Haman. Next, Rav Yehuda Omer Kadesh Lo Yakiruba Shehi Yehudis. So nobody would realize that she's a Jew. She didn't invite Haman, the enemy, so nobody would know. Reb Nechemya Omer, look at this one. Kedei shelo yomru Yisrael, achos yeshlanu bebeis hamelech, v'yasichu daita men arachamim. So nobody will say, oh, we have a friend in the palace. We don't have to daven anymore. Oh, we have somebody. Esther's there. She's taking care of everything. So once they see that she takes Haman to the party, they'll start thinking, what's going on here? What's Esther doing? They'll still keep davening hard. Because Esther knows that the real Yeshua is only coming through full tefillah, and therefore she still wants the Jews to daven with all their might. So that's why she invites Haman to the party. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kadesh Yehe Matzi La Bechal Eis, so that he's always there. She knows that at any moment, she's going to be able to somehow bring the Yeshua, so she wants him right there, so she could take care of him immediately. Rabbi Benassi Omer, Ula Yargish Hamakom V'yasa Larunes. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how low we have sunk, that I have to invite such a mushkus person, Haman, to my party, invite him into my house, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finally have Rachmanis upon us. Reb Shua ben Karcha Omer, Azber lo panim k'dei sheyarei kuvahi. I will be nice to him. K'dei sheyarei kuvahi. Rashi quotes on the fourth line, in the second column. Sheachachteini hamelach mimenu v'yaragat shenenu. I'm going to invite Haman so that Achashverosh might think that me and him, we have something going, and he's going to kill both of us. She was ready to be Moser Nefesh, Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. She was ready to say, I die as long as B'nei Klal Yisrael is saved. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Melech Hafchan, Hapachpachan He. which we had, we referred to this yesterday. He was a fickle king. He goes back and forth. She was worried that even if she gets Achashverosh to say, off with his head, if he's not there, he's going to change his mind in 10 minutes. So therefore, she needs him to be right there. So right when Achashverosh says, Haman's going to get killed, he will be able to kill him right away. We need Rav Elazar Modai's opinion. We don't have enough of them. Because if Haman's invited, then Achashverosh is going to be somewhat jealous, as long as everybody else. Why Haman? I'm the king. Why is Haman being invited? So again, that's another reason why Haman was invited. Two more answers. Rabba Amar Lifnei Shever Gaon. Before you break somebody, you lift him up. You lift up Haman before he goes down. The higher they are, the mightier they fall. Abaye Barava Dami Shavaihu Bechumam Ashis as Mishtehem Begomer. While they're hot, Bechumam Ashis as Mishtehem, I will prepare their party. Meaning, she wants to get him drunk. When they get drunk, good things happen. So therefore, she wanted to invite them both. Ashuchei Rav Barvu Eliyahu Amar Le Kaman Chazi Esther Vavdahachi. Rav Barvu asked Eliyahu, who is right out of these 11? And of these 11 answers, they all have something good to say. Esther had all of them in mind. You might ask, what difference does it make? What reason, what it was? Right? The Gemara sometimes says, you know, Hilchasal Mashicha. Again, this is, we want to know what the story was. We want to understand the shot in the story. Maybe we can learn something from her Kavana. Haman starts telling his family about Kvod Ashro, how wealthy he was. As we saw yesterday, he always had the shtar of how much money he had. Rov Banav, and Rov Banav, the majority of his sons. Vakamar Banav, how many sons did he have? Amar Rav Lamed, he had 30 sons. Asara Mesuv, Asara Nitluv, Asara Mechazron Al Apsachim. 10 were killed, 10 were hung, and 10 became poor. For Rabbanan Amri, Osan Shebechazon Al Apsachim Shivim Havi. Really, there were 70 sons that became poor. Dechsiv Sveim Balechem Niskaru. Those who used to be satiated with bread now have to be hired out to get money. Atikri Sveim El Shivim. Either at 70. For Rabbi Rabbar Abba Amar Kulan Matayim Ushmona Havi. There were 208 sons. Shneamar Verov Banav. And it says Verov Banav, Verov is Gematria 208. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Verov Gematria Masayin Varbisar Havi. Do the math, it's not 208, it's 214. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Verav Ksiv. No, it says Verav, not Verov. So take out 6, so you go by the Ksiv, and there's 208. Period. Balayla Hahu, Nadu Dashnas HaMelech. On that night, the king couldn't sleep. Amar Bitanchum, Nadu Dashnas Malka Shal Olam. Hashem couldn't sleep. Now that the Malka Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's time for the Yeshua to start. Right, we know the Minhag of Baalei Kriya, that this verse is starting with this verse, they say it a little louder. Because this starts the Yeshua. For Rabbanan Amri, Nadadu Elyonim, Nadadu Tachtonim. Now what does it mean, Nadada? It means the Malachim kept banging Achashverosh, waking him up. Hey, you're a Kafui Tova. Hey, you don't pay back your people who do good things for you. So they were bothering him. Rava Amar Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish. No, it means really Achashverosh. Why? Nafle Milsa B'dayte. He started thinking about something. Amar, Maita Kaman Dizaminte Yasul Haman. What's going on here? Esther invited Haman to the party. Why'd she do that? Dilma Eitza Kashakli Ilave Diahu Gavra Lebiktale. Maybe she has a plan. Maybe she and Haman are trying to kill me. Hadar Amar. Then he says to himself, Ihachi Lahavi Gavra Durachim Li Davi Modali. There's no one in this kingdom who would find out about the assassination plot and would tell me about it. If they want to kill me, there must be somebody that knows about it, that likes me. Hadar Amar, Dilma Ika Inish, Davaviti Vusavla Parate. Hey, maybe somebody did that once, I never paid him back, and that's why he's keeping quiet now. I better check it out. I better see if there's anybody who would tell me about it and has not been paid back. Mishum Hachi, Mimni Inshiv Lomagule. That's what they're not telling me. Miyad, Vayomer Lahavi, Sefer Hazichronos, Dibre Hayom. And that's why he started. He said, bring me the record, because I want to see if there's anybody out there that knows something that is not telling me. Rav Leib Chassman, in his one of his Ma'amarim on Purim, says it's amazing. Again, many of the Bali Musar say this. But it's amazing, if you look at every event in the Megillah, any one event, there's nothing special about it. Nothing special. A king can't sleep, somebody overhears an assassination plot, a king gets mad at his wife, and he kills her, then he gets another wife, who happens to be in her 70s, right? So it's just all these, okay, some unusual items, but not crazy things going on. But if you look at everything overall, if any one event in the first five prakim, if any one event wouldn't have happened at the exact moment that it did, then the whole story wouldn't have happened. If Mordechai wouldn't have known 70 languages and been walking by Bix and the Seresh at that very exact moment, then the whole story wouldn't have happened. And if Vashti wouldn't have been drunk at that moment, then Vashti didn't want to come because she was embarrassed. Or if they would have finished talking before Mordechai got there. Or if he would have paid back Mordechai earlier and not waited until years later to pay him back. And if Haman wouldn't have been walking in the palace right then, as Melech Chavi's become, any of these events. If you take a step back and look at the total picture, there's definitely Yad Hashem here. It's unbelievable. B'layla hu nadar shnas ha-melech. He couldn't sleep, after he couldn't sleep. All of this is Siyata D'Shmaya. We know that even though it looks like Teva, but of course Esther, Megillus Esther, is anything but Teva. It's Yad Hashem behind. Kadosh Baruch Hu has everything, even from the beginning. It is all hidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it all. Last line. Vayu Nikraim, the Sefer HaZachronos, is read. It doesn't say Karim, they read it to him. It just says Nikraim, it is read by itself. Malamich and Nikraim Alehem. It's mashma that it was read by itself. It started reading even things that they didn't want to be read. What does that mean? The following. Vayimatze Kasuv. And it was found to be Kasuv. Rashi says that Kasuv sounds like from very new. Ksav, without the Vav, sounds like it's been there for a long time. So what does Kasav mean? It sounds like it's very recent. Kasav mi ba'ilay. Malamech Shimshi, Mochek v'Gavriel Kosev. Shimshi, the Sofer HaMelech, the scribe, was a hater of the Jews, Rashi explains, and he was trying to erase Mordechai's name before Achashverosh was asking about him, and Malach Gavriel was there, and he was writing it over again. Asked the Ben Yoyada, how was he writing it over? They were standing right in front of Achashverosh, and he was erasing things. Wouldn't Achashverosh see what's going on here? So I don't understand. How is he erasing things? So the Ben Yehoyada quotes the Alshech HaKadosh. The Alshech says that really there were two books. There was one book right in front of Achashverosh, and there was one book in the side room. Why two books? Well, we would call a table of contents. There was a Divrei Hayamim book that was so long, it recorded every event that ever happened in Shushan. But then there was a shorter one. There was like a Mafteach, L'Sefer Divrei Hayamim. So it's a Divrei Kitzarim. It says, Inyan Ploni, Ploni, Kasav, Badaf Ploni, Ubezer, Daf Ploni. It's basically a table of contents. So that's what, in front of Achashverosh was the table of contents getting read. The story of this, the story of that. So all of a sudden, he says, the story of the king's life being saved on page 242. So Achashverosh is like, hey, that's what I'm looking for. Hey, where's my Divrei Yamin books? So they call into the next room. That's where Shimshi's sitting. And he says, 242, let me look at that quickly. He opens it, he says, Mordechai. He says, oh, Mordechai. So he starts erasing the book, right? Erasing the name right then. So that's why it wasn't Dafke in front. Because the Alshach says there were two books. There was a table of contents book, and there was the book of the actual Divrei Hayamim. So that's how he was able to be so serit, mochekit. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Dorj Rabbi Sheila ish kvar tamarta, v'chei kasav, v'chei uma kasav, shalamata, shalus chusa, shal Yisrael ino nimchak, if writing in this world that says something good about the Jewish people can never be erased, ksav shalamala l'kol shekein, surely ksav up above in Shemayim, if there's a good decree on Klal Yisrael, surely it can never be erased. Lo nase imo davar. So the people in the palace answer Achashverosh that nothing has ever been done to Mordechai. Amar Rava, lo mibnesha oavenis Mordechai, ela mibnesha sonenas Haman. They didn't answer him truthfully because they really liked Mordechai. They didn't like Mordechai. They just hated Haman. They hated Haman so much they'd rather have Mordechai get all this covered instead of Haman. How did Chazal know that it wasn't because they loved Mordechai? Maybe it was. How do they know that? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a vart that we've said a number of times in the past. If you don't like somebody, if you hate somebody, you can't say their name. If you look in the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, which we didn't learn last week, because we did Shkalim, if you look in the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, Shaul keeps asking Yonasan, where is Ben Yishai? Where is that guy Ben Yishai? I'm upset, I want to chase him, and Yonasan keeps answering, David's not here. David went to be with his family. It's unbelievable meduyuk in the Psukim. Shaul constantly cannot call him David. Can't. The whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, he's running after him to kill him. He keeps calling him Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai. He can't answer him. And that's what we also saw by the Meraglim. When Kalev, it says, Vayahas Kalev, Kalev silenced all the other 10 Meraglim. He says, do you know what Ben Amram did to us? And Rashi quotes there that they all thought that he was going to say something bad. Yeah, what did he do to us? And Kalev says, he took us out of Mitzrayim and he split the Yam. So if you don't, Kalev was at Tzaddik. Why did they think that he wasn't going to say something positive? Because Rashi there quotes, do you know what Ben Amram did to us? He doesn't say Moshe, it's Ben Amram. So that's why when you don't say somebody's name, and that's how the context we said this in was in a Haggadah Shir, like 4 years ago, because the Mefarshim asked, what's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha in the Haggadah? They both say Lachem and Eschem. So what do you mean the Rasha with Hoti Yahas Mamnaklal? He also said the Chacham also says Eschem. No, but the Chacham says Shem Hashem. He says Shem Hashem, so you know he loves the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Russia doesn't. So here too, they say Imo. They don't say Mordechai. It doesn't say Lo Nasa B'Mordechai Davar. It's Dafke Imo. They can't say his name. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's not in the back here, so it must be in the Rabbi Yavitz Hashalim somewhere. But it's not in the Yavitz in the back of my Gemara. But I so quoted B'Shem the Yavitz to explain this line. Okay, Heichin Lo. Haman prepared a tree for him, for Mordechai. Tana lo heichin. Really, it was meichin for him. Says the Turi Evan, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even meikara, right? It wasn't like the gzeira changed. It was originally, Haman built his own tree. He built the gallows for himself. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always had that in mind. V'yasa came to Mordechai and said, the Achashverosh, exactly what you say, Haman. Do all those things to Mordechai. Amar le manu Mordechai. Haman says, which Mordechai? Amar le HaYehudi, Mordechai the Jew. Amar le Tuba Mordechai Ikebi Yudai. There's a lot of Mordechais out there amongst the Jewish nation. Amar le HaYoshi V'Shar HaMelech. The ones that sit in the Shar, the one that sits in the Shar HaMelech. You know which Mordechai I'm talking about. It's like Avram Avinu. I have two sons. I have two sons that I love. It's Yitzchak. Right? We also have my love ones. Bitcha Rachel, Bitcha Ktana. Haman's saying, no, I don't know which Mordechai. Amar le, Sagli b'chad diskarta, O na'inami b'chad nara. What do I have to do everything for him for? Let me just give him b'chad diskarta. I'll give him one village, or I'll give him one river to take taxes from. So Amar le, Hanami Avle. Okay, do that too. Do that too. Give him all the cover that you said. Throw that in also. Al tapel davar mikolash adibarta. Don't let anything fall from what you said. Okay, here we go. Famous story. Haman takes the clothing and the horse. Haman goes and sees Mordechai. Comes to Mordechai. He finds him, and Mordechai is learning Hilchas Kemitza. Hilchas Kemitza. He's teaching them how to do a Karban Mincha. How the Kohen, Mordechai was not a Kohen. Mordechai shows you also Yisrael also have to know how to do Kemitza, even though he's never going to do Kemitza. Right? Kemitza is also bizarre. Shechita Azar could do, but Kemitza, the first stage of the Avodah of a flower Karban, that can't be done by Yisrael. But Mordechai is learning Hilchas Kemitza. Rashi quotes that it was the second day of Nisan, right? Because we said yesterday that was the days that they were fasting, the day of the Karban Omer. So it's amazing. Everybody else is being Messiahish. Everybody else has given up. Mordechai is thinking about the Gaul already. Everybody else were fasting. We don't know if we're going to last. Everybody else is having a party. Everybody else is having a party. There's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai is sitting learning Hilchos Kemitza. Mordechai is saying, I'm being Osek in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be doing. So Kiva the Chazi LeMordechai, the Afek LeKivlei. All of a sudden, Mordechai sees Haman coming to him. And he sees that Haman has a horse. Mirtas, Mordechai gets scared. That rush is coming to kill me. Go away from me. You don't want to get caught in his fire against me. So go away. You don't want it to be attacked either. So what happens? Mordechai gets off, puts on a talus. The he starts davening. Asa Haman, v'yavle kamayhu. And Haman goes there, he sees Mordechai's davening, and he waits. V'yorech, adesalgo Mordechai l'slusa. He waits till Mordechai finishes davening. Amar lehu, b'mayas kisu. Asks Haman, what were you doing? Amru leh. So Mordechai said, v'zmach, 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 kayam. Man diminadiv mincha, maisi malikumsa, de solto, mischaper leh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever wanted to volunteer carbon mincha could bring a whole flower carbon and get kapara that way. Omar lehu, asi mali kumsi mincha kamcha ditru. Your full flower came, v'dachi asara alfi kikri kaspa didi. Your little flower carbon has knocked out my thousands of silver pieces. Meaning, you know, you win. Omar leh, even if the gzeira wasn't turned over already, Haman already sees his downfall starting. Omar leh, Rasha, Mordechai says, hey Haman, all that was my money anyway. As we saw yesterday, Rashi quoted the Medrash that Haman was Mordechai's servant from years before. So you're saying you have lots of wealth, it's all mine anyway. Whatever an Eved has is owned by his master. Omar le, kum levush hanima ani berachov hay sosia, debay lecha malka. Haman says, come on, put on this clothing, get up on the horse. The king wants you to have this. Omar le says, Mordechai lo yachilna, I can't ad the ailina lebe bani. I gotta go take a shower. I'm sitting here in sackcloth. Is that covetic for the king? I'm gonna wear the king's vestments in my dirty state. So sorry, I gotta take a shower. Veshkalamazi, I gotta take a haircut. It's not right that I should use the king's clothing like this. Ask the Maritzchayis, it was Pesach, how can you get a haircut in Cholomoed? How can I get a haircut? Cholamoid. How can I get a haircut? Cholamoid. Elu Magalchin. We're going to get to Moed Katan. How can I get a haircut? He quotes, there is one heter in the Gemara. Yotzim Mebeis HaAsurim. If you go out of jail on Cholamoid, you're allowed to get a haircut. So here too, he was in sackcloth. There was a tzar of Klal Yisrael. He couldn't get a haircut beforehand. So it's just like Yotzim Mebeis HaAsurim. Fine. Maritz Chais. Other Mepharshim say, what do you mean? Cholamoid. It was the second day of Yontif. And they were sitting Yontif Sheni. They were in Bavel. They were in Shushan. It was Yontif Sheni. So then he was even worse than Chol HaMoed. So it's amazing. Some say that maybe Yontif Sheni didn't start yet. They didn't have a Minhag HaVoseid. He was a Baki in Fiat Yarcha. They didn't have a Minhag HaVoseid yet because he was the beginning. What do you mean Minhag HaVoseid? They were the first star. They were the first star of Galus. Right? There was the 70 years. So maybe they didn't have a Minhag HaVoseid yet and he was Baki but Fiat Yarcha and therefore there was no Yontif Sheni. So again, there's a lot of the discussion in the Achronim here about how he got a haircut. Okay, others say it was just covered malchus, like Yosef HaTzadik. Right, so you got a haircut, it's here too. Maybe that was Doche. Okay, so he says, I got to go get a haircut and go to the, go take a shower. Shadra, Esther, all of a sudden Esther hears about what's going on. She sends, Vasartinu l'kuli bebani l'kulu umne. She tells all the bathhouse attendants and the barbers to go take a vacation and go home. So nobody else is left in the bathhouse to help Mordechai out. So what happens? So Haman's the only one that was there. So Mordechai goes in, and Haman bathes him. And he goes home, he grabs the scissors, and he goes and gives Mordechai a haircut. Also discussing the Achronim, about the Shulchan Aruch talks about whether you get allowed to get a haircut by a non-Jew, especially a non-Jew who wants to kill you. Right? So it's interesting that he gets a haircut by Haman. He's not worried about that, the danger, or the halacha. Bahadi, meanwhile, Bahadi Kashakale, as he's cutting his hair, in Gidvesnach, Haman starts groaning. Amarle, I might come misnachis, why are you groaning? Amarle, Gavar Davichashale Lamalka Bikulu, Rabbi Vanohi, the person who was so important to the king, Hashul Shavi Balani Vasapar, now he's a bathhouse attendant, now he's a haircutter. Look how I have fallen. Amarle, Russia, Mordechai says, you Russia, Balaf Sabashok Far Kartsum Haisa, you were a haircutter for years. Don't tell me that you were that's the prime minister. Tana Haman Sabashok Far Kartsum Haya Esther Mishaim Shana. For 22 years he was the family barber. Right? So he said, don't tell me that you didn't do this. This is who you are. So fine. After you finish the haircut, Lafshinu Lamane, so he puts on the royal vestments. Amarle, Sak Varachav. So he says, okay, Mordechai, jump up on the horse, get up and ride. I've been fasting so long, I can't get up myself. I need help. I need a boost, says Mordechai. So Gachin Vesola, come on, gets down, and he gives Mordechai a boost. So as Mordechai's going up, he gives him a kick. Haman quoting Mishlei, obviously, probably not literally, but he says, doesn't it say that when your enemies are down, you shouldn't kick them, shouldn't be happy about that? Before the Yivcha Tismach, haven't you learned Pirkei Avos? So Amar Lei, Hani Yidli B'Yisrael, says Mordechai, that's only by a fellow Jew. Avol B'Ditchu, by you, but people want to kill me. Ksiv Ata B'Mosei Mosidroch, it says, we say every Shabbos morning, you shall tread on their high places, meaning I'm allowed to. What's the Kasha? What would you ask? Doesn't the Medrash say, Mitzrayim, doesn't the Medrash say that one of the reasons that we don't say Hallel on Shvi'i Shal Pesach is because Masa Yadai Tfuim Bayam, Matem Romerim Shira, that the Egyptians are drowning on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. You don't say, what do you mean? It says here that only Yisrael can follow Yiftal Tismach. But if it's not Yisrael, you're allowed to. So what about, why shouldn't we say Hallel? That's a question by the Achronim here, so I saw the Divrei Shaul. Or if Yosef Anathans, and the Shaul Lameshiv says, maybe the difference is before, that was pre-Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, there wasn't this chilek, because even Bnei Yisrael were super Bnei Noach. They weren't really Yisrael, they didn't have that status yet. So maybe then the lines weren't so clear, so therefore, we were allowed, we weren't even allowed to be Sameach in Umos HaOlam, because there wasn't this divide between Yisrael and Umos HaOlam. The Rinas Yitzchak of Saratskin suggests a second answer, and that is, maybe generally not allowed to unless somebody is totally l'shma, miskana l'shem shemayim. The Jews by Mitzrayim, when they were praising, they want to be l'shma. They see that people used to beat them on the floor. Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai is totally l'shma. When he's singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Dafka, Yeshua HaShem he's thinking about. So therefore, maybe Mordechai, it was Dafka Mordechai that was allowed to do this. So the two answers, either Primat and Torah, or Dafka Mordechai, because he could be totally l'shma in his kina l'shem HaShem. Continuing the story, Vayikra l'fan of kacha yasalaish asher ha-melech avitz bikaro. So the Haman is calling, so is done to the person who the king loves. Kavinachet v'alzo b'shvilot v'ei Haman, when he got to Haman's street, Chazizi Barati the Kaima Igra, his daughter sees him from the roof. Haman's daughter is at the roof. Savra, they used to use roofs in those days. Savra, haide rachav avuha v'haide miski kamei Mordechai. Hey, that must be Mordechai leading my father on the horse. That must be Mordechai in front. She couldn't, the Mefarshim say, she couldn't see who it was because Mordechai was always at Sanua, he kept his head down, and Haman was all embarrassed, so he's looking down, so she didn't see who it was. So what happens? Shakla, atzisa de besakise, she takes the toilet full of stuff, vishadise arisha davua, she throws it on top of the head of the person leading the horse, and of course it ended up being her father. Dali eine v'chazes davuaha, she realizes what she did, nafla meigra la'ara v'mesa, so she jumps off the roof, and she says, I can't take it anymore, v'mesa, and she dies. V'hainu d'chsiv. That's what, and this is what it's referred to by the pasuk. Vayashav Mordechai al Shar HaMelech. Mordechai returns after this whole story to the gate of the king. Amar Rav Shesha Sheshav. What does it mean by Yashav? And he returned. Sheshav l'sakul l'taniso. Even though he got all of his fame and fortune, he didn't forget he was Mordechai. He didn't forget the Jewish people were still in a state of tzaris. He went back. He put on the sackcloth again. He went back to fasting after this whole thing took place. And what did Haman do? Haman nitchaf abeso avel v'chafui rosh. Haman goes back to his house. Avel, mourning, v'chafui rosh, and totally covered in dirt. Avel albita, he was mourning for his daughter, v'chafui rosh al she'iralo, and he was totally covered in dirt based on what happened. So for he didn't get a chance to wash off. Someone goes home and tells Zeres Ishto, and the ones who love him, and the chachamim. Also, Chachamim, it's called at his house. So, Karu Le Ohavav, Karu Lohu Chachamav. So the Gemara says, why they called Ohavav and Chachamav? Are they wise? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Omer Dvar Chachma, Afilu B'Umos HaOlam Nikra Chacham. If somebody says something wise, even one of the Umos HaOlam, they are called a wise person. And here they just said something wise. What do they say? The following. Imizera HaYehudim Mordechai V'chulu. If he's from the Jews, then you better watch out. So I've always found amazing that up until now, his family members are so like, yeah, kill them. And all of a sudden, he comes back. Hey, if they're from the Jews, you better not start up. Amazing change of heart here that they take place. But they want to be with a winner. So they once they see Haman's starting to go down, they go away from him. So imizerah Yehudim Mordechai v'chulu v'amrule. What are they saying from him? Mizerah from. So the Gemara is going to darshan certain Yehudim imi shar shvatim kaasi yachloslei. If he is from other shvatim, then maybe you could overcome. But v'imi shevet Yehuda u'binyamin v'efraim u'manasha. If he's from one of these shvatim, Yehuda, Binyamin, or Ephraim and Manasseh, then forget it. There's no way you'll be able to overcome. Yehuda, dechsiv yadcha ba'oref yadoivecha. Yehuda, because it says by him that his hand is in the oref of his enemy. Incha, dechsiv behu, the other ones, because of the following pasuk. Lefnei Ephraim, Binyamin, Manasseh, ores gvurasecha. Hashem awakens his gvura for these other shvatim. So, and they continue, ki nafol tipo lefanav. Because you shall surely fall in front of him. Darash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. What's the double lashon? Shtei nefilas halal lama. Amru lo umazu mishulo la'afra mishulo kachavim. This nation is compared to dirt and compared to stars. K'shein yardin yardin ad afar. K'shein olin olin ad kachavim. When they go up, they're all the way up. When they go down, they're all the way down. There is no nation that is higher or lower throughout history than the Jewish people. Look at the Sfarno on Parshas Re'eh. Nasati l'fnechem ayom brachu klala. He says there's no middle ground when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, we're either on top of the world or we're either on the bottom of the world. We're no more downtrodden and we're no more taking high positions in various countries. That's us. That's Nofel Tipol. So if you start going down, Haman, so then they're going up, that means that you're not going to make it. Continuing the story, Visarisi Amalachigiyu Vayav Hilu. All of a sudden he comes back, and all of a sudden the king's messengers come to bring him to the party. Vayav hilu, melamed sheheviu bibahala. They brought him quickly. So what's the emphasis of bringing him quickly? So Rashi quotes, he didn't get to wash off from what was poured on top of him. Imagine going into the king's palace. Mordechai goes and takes a shower before he puts on the king's clothing. Haman goes in, he stinks, he reeks from what was just poured on him, and he's going to the party. Imagine what Achashverosh thinks of him when he walks into the party. He's covered. Says the Yaras Dvash, Rabbi Yonatan Ibish, it's even a little deeper. Rabbi Yonatan Ibish says, why didn't Esther do it at the first party? Why did she already send the request at the first party? So Rabbi Yonatan Ibish says, in Yaras Dvash, that when he came to the first, why she invited him, because she didn't have a Asrash HaShechina, as we saw yesterday, in the Beis HaVodas Kochavim. If there's a Vodas Zara in the room, then there's no Asrash HaShechina. So that's why Esther provided them to her house. But when they walked in, Haman has his Getchka on his neck. That's why Haman didn't bow down. So that's why she couldn't ask the first party. But now they do it quickly. So obviously he took off his Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yonatan Ibish, when he led Mordechai. It would have been a bizayon to his Avodah Zarah to have Mordechai all the way up there. And he's covered in disgusting. So he must have taken it off. So now, did it quickly, that's part of the nes. So now Haman doesn't have his Avodah Zarah on him, so now there's no Avodah Zarah in the house. Now Esther says, I'm home free, and that's why she says, I'm able to ask for my request now. That's besides Rashi and Rabbi Yonatan Ibish. Kinim karnu ani v'yami, me and my nation have been sold. V'chulu ki'ena tzar shove b'nezak ha'melech. What does that mean? It's not worth it for the king. Amra lo tzar ze einu shove b'nezak shalmelech. This tzar, this enemy, is not concerned with the damage of the king. Ikni be boshti v'katle. What happened? He was bevashti v'katle. First he was jealous of Vashti, and right, because we know that Memuchan was really Haman, and he had her killed. Hashi ikni b'didi mibar l'miktali. And now he's going to have me killed? He's getting rid of all your wives, Achashverosh. What are you doing? V'yomer melech Achashverosh. So the king says, V'yomer l'Esther Amalka. Double ashon. He says to Esther Amalka. V'yomer l'amali. Why double? Amar Rabbi Yavahu. B'tchila al yedei Tergamon. First, he said it normally, like through the interpreter. Kiven de amrele, mi de beis sha'ul ka'asina. And the Bach adds in, mi beis malch bas malachim, mi beis sha'ul ka'asina. She starts identifying herself that she's from royalty. She comes from sha'ul ha'melech. Miyad, Rebbe Lester Malch, all of a sudden he says, oh, I can speak to her directly. I don't need the Tergamon. You know, I see where she's from. You know, it's not beneath my covet to talk to her. Vatomer Esther, Ishtar, v'oyev haman arazeh. Esther says, that man, that enemy, that bad man Haman. Amr Rabbi Elazar Malabi Shaisa Mach Veklape Achashverosh Uba Malach Vesatar Yada Klape Haman. What happens? This teaches me that Ish Sarva Oyev, really she was about to point to Achashverosh by saying the first three words, and then Haman Harazad by the last three words. And a Malach came down and pushed her hand to make sure she pointed to Haman when she said all the words. Asked the Eitz Yosef, asked the Mefarshim, what? She was going to say to Achashverosh, Sarva Oyev? She's trying to get the Klal Yisrael off the hook. What was she thinking? So, excuse me, the Eitz Yosef says that really what she was going to do was to point to Achashverosh to say, he thinks you're bad, you're his enemy, and he's so bad, meaning she was going to say something, but it could have been misinterpreted. It could have been misinterpreted that right when she starts talking, pointing to Achashverosh, based on his personality, he might have taken it the wrong way. So even though she might have meant something good by pointing to Achashverosh and saying that really he's against you also, but the Malach didn't want to take any chances, and therefore the Malach pushed her hand totally to Haman. The Malach got up in his anger. He goes out to the garden to get some fresh air. But we compare the Shiva to the Kima, the coming back in from the getting up. He was very angry. The Aza, what happened? Why was he angry when he went out to the garden? He saw all of his beautiful trees in his orchard getting chopped down by some malachim, who were dressed up like men. They were chopping down his trees. What are you doing? Hey, Haman told us to do it. Haman told us to do it. So either they were lying. Some say it was Mida Keneged Mida. So it's one of the Mefarshim. Just like Haman made up a story, so did the Malachim made up a story to get Haman in trouble. Others say, no, that Haman had already said he wants to make gallows for all the Jews. That's what they were doing. So Achashverosh is angry and he comes into his house. V'Haman nofel al hamita. Haman falls on the bed. Nafal mi boile. It should be nafal, not nofel, actually falling. Amr Abelazar malami shabal malach vipido lehano. There's a malach that's jumped on him, that's holding him down on the bed. Nofel, right on him, not allowing him to get up. Amar, vaimi basi, vaimi bra. You're Haman, you're crazy. Inside, outside, you're making me angry on my bed and my orchard. What's going on? Vayomer Hamelech, famous line, Hagam Lechboshes Malki Mi Babayis. You want to get my queen in my own palace? You're on the bed. So he takes care of him. Vayomer Charvona Vachulu, Amr Belazar, Af Charvona, Russia Ba'osa Eitzahaya. Originally, Charvona was also in on the plan to destroy the Jews. Once he saw that Haman was going downhill, he switched sides. He wanted to be with the winner. So therefore, and even though he wanted to be with the winner, Zachur Latov, we say in Shoshana's Yaakov. Still, he did one little Maisa Tov, and therefore we remember him for good. That's what it means, that Hashem's going to throw down the Rishayim. He won't have Rachmanis. From the Russia, everybody's going to run away. I mean, people are going to leave him. He's not going to have any friends anymore. And after Haman was hanged, the anger of the king abated. Lama. What does it mean? Shachacha, two chafs. It should say shacha. Achas shel malko shel olam v'achas shel achashverosh. Either it means the anger of Hashem, that he was against the Jews and they did tshuva, and number two, the anger of achashverosh, or v'amrila, achas shel Esther v'achas shel Vashti. His anger was abated that Haman made him kill Vashti, and Haman was going to make him kill Esther. Weiter. So we got a little discussion of the story of Yosef HaTzadik here. It's a little connected, but as we'll see by Binyamin, but once we bring it in, we're going to talk about Yosef a little bit. We discussed 2 years ago in a drasha, I think we had about 15 parallels between the story of Yosef and the story of Haman and Purim. Again, not for now, not to get into the message, but again, giving the ring, Paro and Achashverosh, Harkiveyu al Sus, Vayarkiveyu es Merkevas Hamishna Sherlo. Kachag, right, he couldn't sleep. Paro couldn't sleep. Vayitzvul also Haman ala Eitz. The Sarah Ophim was Tola ala Eitz. Right, Vayikra Mordechai es Begadav, and Vayikru Simlosam, the brothers, Echacha Uchal Ashuv, Ech Uchal Abes Avi. Right, so a lot of parallels between the Yosef story and the Purim story. Right, I have it here. Amram love Yom Yom, below Kadabra love Yom Yosef love. Didn't listen. A lot of people. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Yosef. Dafka, there's no segue here. It just goes right into 25 lines about the story of Yosef. So again, maybe it's also alluding to that connection. So what happened when the brothers come? So Yosef gives everybody a portion of clothing, and he gives Binyamin 5 portions of clothing. Afshar asked the Gemara, Davish and Estar Bo'osu Tzadik Yikashabo. The whole problem that Yosef went out to Mitzrayim was because of favoritism. And now he's showing favoritism to his brother? Didn't he learn the lesson? D'amarava bar machsia, amarav, chama bar gurya, amarav, bishvel mishkal shnei slaim milas. Shehosef Yaakov liYosef, mishar echav, because of the favoritism showed to Yosef, nisgagal hadarav yavo asinil Mitzrayim. It happened that they had to go down to Mitzrayim. That's the cause of the whole story. All right, what about Brisbane of Asarim? Did it happen earlier? Okay, so I'm the first to talk about it. But either way, the tool that was used to get the brothers down to Mitzrayim was the favoritism, that the brothers got upset. So what's Yosef doing by showing favoritism to Binyamin? Umar Binyamin bar Yefes, Remez Ramzulo. No, he's being Merames, hinting. She'asid ben latzeis bimenu, she'yatim lefei ha-melech, v'chamisha levushei malchus. No, that Binyamin is going to have a descendant who's going to wear 5 special clothings in front of the king. She'ne'emar Mordechai yatza belevush malchus t'cheilos v'chulu. So he's being alluding to Mordechai. Ask the grunt, Shnos Elio, did the brothers get the message? The whole point was it's favoritism. What, they're going to darshan. Oh, he's giving him 5 in order to be merames to us. The brothers aren't going to get the message. So says the Shnos Elio, what you have to say is that all 5 parts of Binyamin's were worth the exact same as the one of the other brothers. So it was shaveh. There really shouldn't have been any jealousy. And the only 3 that he did 5 was to hint to the brothers something. That's where they must have thought about it. But you have to say they were all equal, or else they wouldn't have gotten the message. So that's why the Gemara says the Shnos Elio, that really all 5 of Binyamin's were equal to the one portion of the brothers, so they weren't jealous. And the 5 was to be merames to them. Oh, something's going to happen later on in history. Now we're just going to quote more about the story of Yosef and Binyamin. Again, not because it's connected. So he falls on the neck of Binyamin, his brother. Kamat Savarin, how you love Binyamin? On the necks of Binyamin, Savarei. So what do you mean? How many necks did Binyamin have? Amr Rabbi Lazar, Bachal Shem Mikdashim, Shasidin Lios, Bachalko Shem Binyamin, Basidin Licharev. No, he was crying about the 2 Batei Mikdash. The neck, the Beis HaMikdash is compared to the neck, because the neck is the center of the body. The neck connects the body and the soul and the intellect. Maybe that's what the Beis HaMikdash did. So he was crying about the 2 Batei Mikdash that were going to be in the Chelak of Binyamin. and that were going to be destroyed. Ubinyamin bachal tzavarav bachal mishkan shilo. Binyamin cried on his own neck. He cried about mishkan shilo. Shasaliyos bachal goshal Yosef asalichariv. That was going to be in the right. Yosef had the mishkan shilo, and that was going to be destroyed. The Maris Chayis here has a question, and he does not answer it. He says, wasn't Mishkan Shilo meant to be destroyed? There's a mitzvah daraisa to build a Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that the ultimate plan? So what was so bad about the Mishkan Shilo? The Churban HaBayis, he's crying about it, it was meant to be. Shilo was wonderful, 369 years, but it was meant to end. It was meant to end. So Tzarech Ian, he says, what was the big Churban? It's not even described in Sefer Shmuel, the beginning. Eli dies, his sons die, the Aron's taken. The Churban isn't even described so much. We know that the Mishkan, it finished there, and the Aron went to Kiryas Arim and other places, but it's not even described. So he says, why is it so big? What's Churban Shilo? What's he crying for? Sarach Ian Gadol.
Maybe it could have been upgraded in a happy way instead of a sad way.
Oh, so in the Mishmitzot Zahav, which is a beautiful sefer I've quoted before on Navi, so there he has four pages about this Maritz Chayis, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, and he says, first of all, it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. It says a Beis Olamim. So maybe this could have served as a Beis Olamim. Maybe they could have moved it to the to Yerushalayim. For Har HaMoriah was always taken. Or maybe it just could have been Nignaz, not destroyed. Like Menachem just said. It could have been taken down. Okay, we have a Beis HaMikdash now. We don't need the Mishkan anymore. It doesn't have to be destroyed. Didn't have to happen in the way that it happened. The Aron was taken. Terrible. So there are answers that that the Mishkan could have been a Beis HaBechira. So if you want to look here, feel free. But that's a question of the Maris Chayis that's discussed by the later, by the Achronim afterwards, over the past 150 years, that it was really something to cry about. Okay, weiter. V'hine einecham roos v'ene achi binyamin. Yosef says, you see, it's me, it's binyamin. Amr v'lazar amal lahem, k'shem she'ein b'libi al binyamin, achi shlohai b'mechirasi, kach ein b'libi aleichem. Just like I have no tainas on binyamin, I have no tainas on you, I don't hold anything against you. Ki pi hamadaber aleichem, ki pi kein libi. Just like you see what I'm saying, that's what I feel in my heart. He sent to his father Yaakov 10 donkeys full of the best of Mitzrayim. Ma'ami to Mitzrayim, what is that referring to? Amar b'yaman b'yafas, Amar b'lazar, shalach lo yayin yashon, shadayas l'kedem noche himenu. He sent them old wine which elders appreciate. V'yochu gam echa v'yiplu l'fanav. Now they are talking about after Yaakov dies, the brother goes and falls in front of him. Amar b'yaman b'yafas, Amar b'lazar, haino damri inshi, tala b'idne sagilei. Why the brothers bow down to him? It means, it's like the old adage, when a fox is having his time, you better bow down to him, even though the fox is not the greatest animal in the forest. But if the fox is having his time, even though he's lesser of an animal, you better bow down to him. That is Yosef. Ask the Gemara, Tala, ma bitzirusei me'achba. Why is Yosef less than his brothers? That he calls him a fox. He's not less, so why is that adage good here? So you're right. Says the Gemara, apply to a different story. When Yaakov Avinu is about to die and he gets up when Yosef walks in and he bows down to his son, that's what it's referring to. Because Yosef is a fox compared to Yaakov, who's like a lion. Yosef calms them down and speaks to their heart. He says to them things that should be acceptable on their heart. If 10 candles couldn't extinguish one, meaning you tried to sell me and destroy me and it didn't work, of course I'm not going to do anything to you. Don't worry about it. Okay, back to the, even though he's the king, back to the Megillah. La Yehuda Maisa O Rav Simcha Vazasa Nikar Amr Rav Yehuda Ora Zu Torah. Ora is a reference to Torah. V'chinu Omer Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. They had Ora. Right, the Gemara says, related to this Ora, one might say specifically a part of Torah. Question that could have been dealt with the past couple of parshios. On the same daf in Masechta Shabbos, it discusses Nasa V'Nishma, and it discusses Kafalem Harkagigas, the Klai Yisrael were forced with the mountain over their head. Tosfos already asks, why did B'nai Yisrael have to be forced if they accepted it willingly, Nasa V'Nishma? So Tosfos gives one answer, maybe they would retract at a later date, but one answer that the Medrash gives, and the Chizkuni, I think it's the Chizkuni, yeah, the Chizkuni in Shmos, quotes this answer, and that is Tarshi B'Chsav, Tarshi Bal Peh. They accepted Tarshi B'Chsav, okay, we'll take Tanakh. Or even just Torah. But Torah Shebal Peh, that's too much.
That's kasha kegidin, says the Medrash. Tarsha ba'peh, they had to be forced. But what does the Gemara say? Hadr kiblu b'mei HaShveirosh. But b'mei HaShveirosh, Klais will accept that everything willingly. So when it says orizu Torah here, maybe b'dafka means Torah Shebalpeh, which they now accepted willingly, bizman achashveirosh, when they saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, what he did for them. Simcha zu yantif. Simcha means it's a yantif. Not with an Isra Malacha, it just means that maybe they accepted Simcha Purim as a yantif. Chenu Omer, v'samachta b'chagecha. Sason zu mila. Sason refers to bris mila. Chenu Omer, sason ochi elim rasecha. Right, sason ochi elim rasecha, I am happy by your imros. Rashi here quotes the Medrash, quotes the Gemara, that says that, what is this referring to? David HaMelech was in the shower and he was very upset. I'm barren from mitzvos, and all of a sudden he realizes he has bris milah, and that's what made him very happy, that every second of his life, he is being mekayim a mitzvah. The Achronim discuss lomdus in bris milah. Is it that there's one maisa milah, and the mitzvah is done, or are you a shame mahul every second of your life, and there's a kiyum every second? So they quote this medrash to show that, oh, there's every second there's a kiyum, because why would David HaMelech be happy about a mitzvah that he did 40 years ago? So it must be that it's a kiyum every second. Reminds me of a story that somebody once came to Reb Chaim. He had a whole lumdus that kiddushin isn't just 1 second of ma'isa kiddushin, but really you're remarried every second kiddushin. So Reb Chaim turns to him and says, "Okay, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov." He starts wishing him married every second. So just like bris milah, the discussion comes in by marriage. Weiter, last one, vikar elu tefillin. Vikar, what does it mean? Glory? That's referring to the tefillin. Chenu Omer, the pasuk in Kisavo, V'ro kalam yaris kishem Hashem nikra alecha, V'yaro mimecha, all the nations will see your tefillin shel rosh, and they'll fear you. V'tanya bazar agadol, Omer, Evlu tefillin sheberosh. That refers to the tefillin sheberosh. Great story that we've said in the past. Maybe at the end we'll say it again. Period. Ves parasha andasa, let's finish first. Ves parasha andasa v'chulah, says b'nei Haman. Amr of Ada Dibin Yafo, says B'ni Haman Vaseris, Sarach Lamim Rinhu B'Nishim Achas. You have to say all 10 sons of Haman in one breath. My time Kulu Bahadi Adadi Nafku B'Nishma Sayu, to allude to the fact that they all were killed at the same moment. Machlokas Achronim, does everybody in the shul have to say it? That's the rugged shaver, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayi Adam. That's just the Chumrah. Really, just the Chazak could say it. Shomea Ka'ona. It's a machlokas. That's quoted as a machlokas about how to understand Shomea Ka'ona. When somebody says something for me, is it as if I'm him, and everything that he does, I get credit for? So even if he does it in one breath, I could get credit for. Or do you say that no, Shomea Ka'ona just means that I'm Yotzi with his words. But if there's any way that I have to do it, I have to do that myself. That's the rugged shaver. Shomei Ka'on is going to get you the words, but it's not going to get you how to say it. So that's why the minhag of many shuls is mach, to be machra like that rugged shaver. It's not just a minhag for everybody to say it right before the chazan says it. Reb Yochanan, vav de vaizasa tzorach lemin techir bezakifa. You got to write the vav in vaizasa long. Kumodaya de livros. Like the poles that they used to use in the river Livros, these log poles they used to check how deep the water is. So the boat didn't go into the shallow water, like Mark Twain, right? They have to mark exactly how shallow the water is. So they have to write the vav like that, long. My taimo, kulu, b'chad zakifa is the kifu. Why? To allude to the fact that all the songs were hung on one tree, on one long pole. One more minute. Amar b'chini bar papa darvish rev shila ba'ishkvar tamarta, kol ashi was kulon echvoz ariach agabi levana v'lovina agabi ariach. All songs in Tanakh are written brick on half brick, brick on half brick. Meaning, like you picture as Yashir in the Torah. There's space, and then there's words, and then there's space, and then there's words. That's how all of them are written. Chutz b'shirizu malchei kinan. Except for by the Saras b'nei Haman, there's words on top of each other, and then there's space next to it. Right, you don't switch off. And also the Malchi Kanan, the 31 kings in Yoshua that Yoshua defeated. Shariach agabi ariach alavena agabi alavena, where it's even, my time shalotei tkuma l'mapalasan, to allude to me that they shouldn't have any ledge to hold onto. It's going to be smooth going down, and there's no place for them to hold onto. Period. Let's just do two more lines. The king says to Esther Amalka, look how many Jews killed. And then it continues, and then he says, okay, what else do you want? So Amar Yevo Malabi Shabal Malk Vesitra Piv. He started screaming at Esther, say something negative, and then Amalek came and gave him a smack, and in that way he was able to change his mind and say, Esther, whatever you want, I will do. Okay, I guess we have to stop here, but Ubavola Fe Amalek we're up to. But we'll continue. The story is told about the Gra. I heard it about a number of Achronim, and that is the Gra was once in shul, and he had his and all of a sudden the Cossacks, whoever it is, came in and started was about to attack them, and all of a sudden the Gra turns around and the enemy sees them and they go ah and they run out. And they say, Rebbe, did you do like some type of voodoo Witchcraft, then what do you do? So he says, no, it's Mefurish Gemara. It says, first pasuk, they'll see you and they're going to fear you, they're going to run away. They say, Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. They didn't run away from us. So the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? It doesn't say, Eil tefillin sha'al harosh. It's Eil tefillin shabirosh. It's got to seep in. You got the message of tefillin inside your head. Eil tefillin shabirosh. So, Shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorbi mecha. So, they had to learn how to get the tefillin not on the head, not just on the head, but also in the head. Okay? We'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue Sunday.